from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, I miss Guru, but you're also good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Let me let everybody know what's going on. Today, at around 12 o'clock, 12:15, or whenever he comes to the podium, we're going to take Kyle Shanahan's press conference from Santa Clara live, and he's sure to be asked about Ayuk and Trent Williams. He'll likely evade, but it's something you all deserve to hear.
Again?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast, and he will come courtesy, of course, of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And lastly, but not least, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you got me thinking the baby might be close. You mentioned some players in other locales that were taken out of practice that have been rumored to be a part of this package. And if that happens, Donnie, then it is Buffalo Springfield. Something's happening here.
Oh, boy.
You're the worst singer at the station.
You're referring to what happened in New England today. Matt Judon and Kendrick Bourne were taken off the field. Their coach said, don't ask me questions like that, essentially.
Well, so it's none of your business.
Who would you rather have, Judon and Bourne or Amari Cooper and a future number two? Second round pick, I should say.
I'm going to shock you, Judon and Bourne.
Oh.
Yeah. That's just me.
Oh.
But the Niners still win either way. I like both of those packages.
Okay. I like them so much, I'm not convinced they're on the table to tell you the truth.
But it's up to Brandon. If he wants to get out of Dodge, you go.
Hey, I got to tell you. So 888-957-957, whatever, you know the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we had a couple callers, and one caller dropped, and the caller was from apparently Wabasha, which is in Minnesota.
Look at my man.
And of course, you know where I'm going now, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, it reminded me of the great Bob Dylan lyric, Meet Me in the Morning, 56th and Wabasha. You ever heard it?
No.
Meet me in the morning, 56th and Wabasha.
Stop! Dude, the morning's underrated, man. Shout out to the roast. I'm just, things you can do in the morning to set your tone for the day. I'm telling you, Scotty.
Hey. Look, I know what you're talking about.
You guys, man.
Keep it to yourself. All right. But anyway, Wabasha, call back. I'll put you right on.
Can you spell Wabasha? You.
I think it's spelled like it sounds, Wabasha. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. One other time. About
as the world runs 2003. To make sure you're wrong. Yeah.
So we're going to have We're gonna have some lively discussion today. I'm excited.
I just want to see how Kyle handles it. No John there. It just
how he's gonna handle it. Stuff and stuff and stuff.
Really
I'll
like
talk
Brandon.
About that stuff and
we really
stuff.
Like Brandon.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Hayward. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Well, I was doing pretty good. To say you had two callers, one of them dropped, and you still managed to go to the dropped call first. That's making me feel some kind of way. But
No. You're number one.
There you go.
I appreciate you guys. Hey, back to Aiyuk. You know, I'm kind of comfortably at peace with the idea of letting him go somewhere else. And if we got a package of, like, you know, Amari Cooper and a second or even the New England package, I'm looking at Aiyuk's last few years of production, and I see where he went from his sophomore year around 14.5 yards per reception, and he even actually dropped down to 13 yards per reception. Then last year, you know, he blew up. He had 75 catches for 1,300-and-some yards. So yep. He actually had three fewer catches and almost four. He got four more yards per catch. And when I look at his career numbers versus last year, I'm kind of thinking the real Aiyuk is the 75,000 guy, not the 1,300 guy. And I think the 49ers are seeing that too. And, you know, from the perspective of how they're handling it, you asked how I think Aiyuk's handling it, how I think
right.
the Niners are handling it. I think the Niners are handling it just fine. I think Aiyuk has been very vocal on social media, starting with the Super Bowl loss. Right after that, when everybody's having a tough time, he came at all me first and get me out of here right from the jump. And so, you know, the lack of maturity is what was – he was in the doghouse early on in his career because of that, and it seems like nothing's changed. So I feel like the Niners tried to give him a $12 million raise off of his $14 million tag. So let the guy go. Let him go freeze his butt off in New England or Cleveland and have a mediocre quarterback thrown to him with no chance of winning a Super Bowl. I think the Niners are better off without him if they're bringing back an Amari Cooper, who I actually think is better. He has 4,000-yard seasons in the last five and something like 35 touchdowns over that span. So, yeah, go Niners. Get it done and get the malcontent out of here.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Well, you know, I got to stand up for Aiyuk. There's a new world out here, Stoney. It's called the social media world where mm-hmm. athletes, sure. that's their diary.
Sure.
So, you know, if I'm a Niner fan, I'm just worried about replacing that production. And I got people here on the text line saying Pearsall could be the next Kinlaw if they were going to empower him with the first crack at it. No, Amari Cooper comes back. But if Cooper were to come back, Stoney, damn it, I feel like the Niners wouldn't skip a beat and couldn't, as crazy as it sounds, be greater in their aerial attack. But to say he's power, this is what the kids do now, or this is what the athletes do.
I was just looking at a headline on ESPN, and everything it said I agreed with. It said, or I think is what's going on, it said, Brandon Aiyuk is more likely to be traded than sign an extension, and then it had semicolon, no deals in place. That's what I really think is going on. I absolutely believe that he's more likely to be traded than sign an extension because he ain't going to get an extension.
So his fifth year a bust, huh? You and Evan.
I mean, are we – let me ask 49er fans that. Let me ask you that – or you. I'll just ask you, Goo. But 49er fans can weigh in. You know the number, 888-957-9570. Are you now under the impression that the 49ers are simply not interested – in signing Brandon Aiyuk to a long-term extension?
Yes. And you said Harbaugh earlier, shout out MLB. That's what they're doing, and it's up to him. This thing may bleed into the season, but Aiyuk, you've done the tour on the podcast, the Pivot podcast. You've done everything, FaceTime. You've been super vocal. But at the end of the day, that looks like it may not be enough, and you are right. If the Niners had deal on the table for Amari Cooper and a second round for next year. Please, that thing would have been done Sunday night. Come on, Stein.
I don't think you're wrong there.
I
think you're right on the money.
But Cleveland's, in regard to what Cleveland or what you deem the Browns to be, they're not the Niners, but they got some stuff going on. Stein, you expect them to be a playoff team and a bounce back season for Deshaun Watson? So, I mean, man, I just don't think that's on the table. But I think the Niners, like you said, they want his services this year. and then let the cards or the chips fall where they may after this year.
Poor Brandon.
It's bad timing.
Wait, it's bad timing. What did you say? Poor Brandon.
Yeah.
I think people would challenge you on that. I'm not going to do it right now.
Well, the McCaffrey in the middle of the night deal, that hurt you. Trent pulling this, that hurt you. You know what I mean? And I'll say this for the Niners. Who, outside of Buckner, who got effed? Everybody got their chicken. And that was a while ago. So the Niners have been good taking care of their own.
What's the guy who they played out of position in the defensive back?
Jimmy Ward.
They do right by him?
Well, you could chalk that one under. He would say no.
I could probably come up with another. Did they do right by Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Jimmy's body failed him.
Yeah, I'm not saying they didn't. Did they do right by Charlie Warner?
Well, he ain't in that caliber.
Oh, my God.
Hey, and I used to be on the Eagles. Yeah, oh, boy.
Dwelly,
your boy.
That is my boy.
But the Niners, you got to give them kudos up into this.
I don't give anybody kudos. For what? It's
for
business.
Taking care of your own.
Oh. Yeah. They take care of their own, who they believe in.
And that's what I think is the hard lesson for Aiyuk, Steiny.
They do right by Armstead?
Yeah, up until telling him to do a pay cut.
Well, then they didn't do right by him.
Yeah, they believed he could be something he was when they said night-night to Buckner, and he never stepped it up. He was okay against the run.
Hey, Armstead, we need to cut your salary. I really don't want to do that. Hit the pike. They did right by him. Oh, yeah, this is a player.
They did right by Fred W.
You know what? You're right. It's not a business.
Well, how about
it's a
Debo? Friendship. How about Bosa?
I'm telling you, because they are big boys.
I'm trying to pick a fight. I don't know why.
I'm in
a good mood.
Yeah, you can't.
My lights are on Bosa. You better be dominant this year. I mean, you took every cent in the piggy bank and needed oxygen in the Super Bowl and the playoff run. This year, 28 sacks. I'm playing. But, Steiner, you got to be disruptive.
Or?
People going to come
out. Are they going to wave him?
No, people are going to write stuff.
Go to social media.
Oh, no.
Bosa is going to get criticized.
You know what I mean? And quit crashing down when you play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl thinking the running back has the ball when the quarterback had. Dude. But it was Wilt's fault. Let me be quiet.
Yeah, you're on one right now.
Now you're
challenging Bosa.
I'm thinking
Bosa.
About who got the money. Like, you always talk about Curry took every dime.
He did.
But he was still giving it back to you on the court.
He was. By the way, also, the bottom line is we've got 49er news, and in case you haven't heard, we've got Warrior news also. Sham Sharania of The Athletic is reporting that Lauri Markkanen will sign a long-term contract with the Utah Jazz tomorrow.
I'm out.
That means Lauri Markkanen will be on the Utah Jazz all season long. At least.
So that will
put an end to Lauri Markkanen for 1 year.
And I didn't understand how Danny Ainge didn't understand. I'm not saying he didn't.
What didn't he understand?
No,
this is a gutsy start to a sentence.
No, that Markkanen's a player, and they're about to build around him.
Or else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was like Moses Moody.
Or no pods, allegedly. Yeah,
well, and according to Sharania, the Warriors, the deal was for Moody and future picks and pick swaps. So Moody and Markkanen wouldn't have gotten it done. Payton, Gary Payton had to be in there, one other player.
Yeah.
But if I'm Danny Ainge, I'm not moving him for Moody either.
Yeah, I got you.
888-957-9570. Yes. Let's go back to Minnesota for the first time. Let's go to Pete in Wabasha. Are you really in Wabasha, Pete?
I was born and raised there.
Fair enough.
That's what I call myself, I guess. Pete gotcha. Wabasha. Long time listener, first time caller.
Population of 2,500 people, man. Wow.
It's more than that.
2,559.
$24.99
now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Love that you always make me think.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Drew, you always rile me up. Steiny, you always make me think. Guys, maybe I'm making this too simple, and maybe it's not the way business is done. Overpay both these guys right now. Are you trying to lose an NFC championship or win a Super Bowl?
Wow.
Get your house right.
Yeah.
You know, pay him for 1 year and make them negotiate again next year when there is no more money, because you got to pay Purdy $55 million. Excuse me.
I mean,
why is the 1 year deal dead? Why is a 1 year guarantee dead?
I mean, I know what you're saying. The 49ers could give Ayuk $30 million. For 1 year.
And give Purdy 60, and that wouldn't kick into the year after.
Yeah. That's something. Who said that? Thanks a lot, Pete. Appreciate it. So, there was a writer, a media guy who suggested that Ayuk may end up taking just a 1 year deal. I don't think the Niners want to give him a 1 year.
Wouldn't that be risky for Ayuk in itself, though? When you're at the table, cash in, get that security, not half of the security.
You're getting it. Wake up! Seriously. Wake up.
He deserved it.
Oh, boy. I tell you what.
Life
I'll change
fair.
My pick and what I think this team could do if there's no Brandon Ayuk. That's nobody cares, but that's
5-12?
No, nothing like that. But
4-13?
Nah, it's just, why would you do that to Brock? People out here thinking he's Jesus back there. He needs somebody to throw to. He's got a guy.
He needs somebody to throw to.
Ayuk
he's got the best running back. He's got the best running back as a receiver.
Debo.
He's got what everybody says is the best tight end in football.
Left tackle.
Kelsey.
Two.
Don't say he doesn't have anybody to throw to. He's got too many guys to throw to with Ayuk.
Even Jesus had disciples.
That's
they didn't block for him, though. Especially at the Last Supper.
Not at the end.
Dude said 24.
They hung him out to dry.
99.
So you're telling me, I thought Wabasha was big. Are you sure it's not 25,000?
No, 25.59. He says it's now 24.99. Small place.
I thought it was bigger than that. A little bit bigger than
you
that.
You got the spelling correct, too.
There it is. Multiple teams have been granted permission to speak with Ayuk's agent regarding a contract
extension.
That was
the news before the draft. Tonight's up, leading up to the draft.
Yeah.
Give me some new news. We'll get it today at 12.
No, we won't. We will get no new news.
He's got to say something like, he's got to let us know.
Okay, why don't you be the media and okay. I'll be Kyle Shanahan.
It. Okay. Hey, Kyle, Daryl Johnson, 95.7 The Game, Union City. How you doing? Sure. Hey, do you expect Brandon Ayuk to be traded?
I don't get into personnel. That's John Lynch's department.
Well, do you think it's affected your team? Because right now, every outlet is reporting
in.
The Niners don't have their books in order.
No, I think we're locked in.
Well, where's Trent Williams?
That's again. It's a question. It's a question for John. It's a question for John Lynch. It's a question for John. I'm busy coaching the team right now.
But who's you do it? Have I a coach, say in personnel decisions. Come on, coach.
Yeah, I coach the guys who are on the field. I'm dedicated to coaching right now.
I'm done.
Yeah, I know you are. Ate you for lunch.
Oh, gosh, man.
Yeah. Fun times.
It's not really.
Well, it's fun for us. What you think?
I'm just tired of this is a big thing. It is a distraction. Give me that. Who can call in and say this, whatever's going on with Trent and the Niners across the board is not a distraction. This
Every
is not
single
what
player
what
on the team
Rams
would probably
doing? Let me
say
tell you what the
not.
Rams doing. They're practicing. They're getting better. The quarterback's throwing to who he's going to throw to. Nakua a little hurt.
So is Brock.
So are the Cardinals. So are the Seahawks.
Right.
Keep playing around. That's all. Just keep playing around.
The 49ers are playing around.
They seem like they're playing a game of chicken, okay? Bok, bok.
That's what front offices do.
Nah, not to guys like studs. Trent Williams is a stud, Steiny. Okay, he's arguably your second best player.
Come on. There's no lineman exists who can be a team's second best player.
You must be a skill position player
in my book.
That is a skill position. Oh, he opens the holes for the guy that's getting...
McCaffrey can run through any hole.
Yeah, okay.
He's that good.
Did you see him with the therapeutic gun in the Super Bowl?
They have therapeutic guns on every single seat in that locker room at halftime. Every single NFL player has their own Theragun.
But you don't turn it on unless something's parking, is my point.
Right. And everybody turns it on at halftime. Mm-hmm. What do 49er fans think? Are you guys as...
They're waiting. I think they're antsy.
I think I actually found Kyle Shanahan's answer. He hasn't been to the podium yet, but I think I already found his answer.
I mean, same as always. He's unbelievable.
How did he find it? I'll tell you who's not dealing with this well. Shout out to Lori Matthews. She got some good news on her husband's health yesterday. Okay. I follow her on Twitter. But she just really thinks this is not going to happen. And I'm like, knock, knock, Lori. He could be traded, Lori. And I don't want him traded for Lori's sake. And other Niner fans, they got an attachment.
Right. And for those who have no idea who Lori Matthews is, which is every listener we have other than Lori Matthews, she is one of our most dedicated listeners.
Yeah.
And she also is very... present on the YouTube chat.
From Arizona.
Yeah. But a big 49er fan.
But she's kind of in denial about you can wear this thing.
You
really
want to do a show with her?
No. I care about her.
Okay.
That's all.
Do a show with Lauri Markkanen.
My man's quietly on fire.
Lowry. Like the steak sauce.
No, like the salt. Lowry.
Who's on second?
Thank you. I'll tell you what, Giants have a lot of ducks on the pond these days.
Well, they're playing bones, but they're taking care of business.
925 wrapped it up in one sentence. I dare Ayuk to sit out and not make any money. That's what John Lynch is saying.
He might be, man.
John Lynch and Shanahan might be laughing at these guys.
Because he did show up not to get fined. I'm here so I don't get fined. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this was 15 minutes ago, apparently from Niners practice. Brock Purdy. 45-yard touchdown pass to Ricky Pearsall.
Yes, sir. Put it on Twitter.
He's the new Trent Sherfield.
Remember that bomb he got from
the bomb that will live in infamy.
Evan and I were on the field at the Giant Pirate game when that happened.
Yeah. 650 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says he has a question. Why does Brandon Ayuk need to agree to the trade terms? After all his social media crap, we're still giving him that. Please hit the pike.
No, the team would want an agreement for him to get extended because they wouldn't just do it for him to just dip out.
What?
Brandon. Like, when he says he has to agree to the team that's trading for him that he would sign an extension.
Maybe the team that's trading for him doesn't want to give him an extension.
Well, maybe they don't want him then.
No, if I'm the Browns, the first thing I try to do is say, hey, Brandon, we love you. Let's get you in here for 14. You have a hell of a year.
Stop.
And then we'll pay you. You'll make
He's not playing football for 14 anywhere.
You want to bet? I'll bet on that.
Like, he needs somebody in his ear like, bro, you're facing that reality. You know what I mean? Like,
well, if he doesn't
just give in and start practicing now, man.
If he doesn't know it by now, he really didn't read the room very well. And who knows? Maybe Trent Williams is in the same boat. I could just see Kyle Shanahan today. They're asking about Trent Williams. And, oh, boy, he's greatest. He's unbelievable. Yeah. And all Shanahan said, yeah, you know what? We've graded out all the left tackles. We think he's about the 14th best.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite player. Oh, but what about the boombox? What'll happen to the boombox?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, him and Debo. Boombox boys. That sets the tone, though, Stoney.
What does? The boombox?
Yeah, and then the game that...
Let me guess. Boombox wants more money, you're going to give it to the boombox, too?
Nah.
Boombox going to hold out or hold in?
That didn't work when they played Cleveland. They put Debo on his ass, and he went out the game.
Let me tell you what. The boombox hasn't won a game in 7 years. No boombox has. All right. Let me tell you what's going on. It's called a reset, people. at about noon.
I know everything.
Probably a little bit after. Kyle Shanahan's going to grab that podium by both hands, and he is going to unleash a torrent of information. So we're going to bring it to you live about 12:15. Don't go anywhere. And then at 1 o'clock, Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast, will join us then.
Yeah.
So there you go. Also, another piece of news involving one of our local teams, our Golden State Warriors. And I say our because we're the flagship. And we dictate a lot of the conversation about that team. Lauri Markkanen reportedly will sign a long-term contract extension with the Utah Jazz tomorrow, which means he will be ineligible to be traded during the upcoming season.
Somebody's going to be put on the pip with the Warriors.
Which would shut the door on the Markkanen Warriors talk.
Man.
For at least a year, thank God. Oh, my God.
They had a Farhan offseason.
I mean.
Couldn't close
it. Here's what I'm glad about. I'm glad that this is the way that's coming down. Because either if he didn't get an extension or he got one today, we'd still have to talk about, oh, are they going to move? They still got action.
But the euphoria of if they had pulled off the trade and he was in a Warrior uniform.
I wouldn't categorize that as euphoria.
Oh, for me, it'd be this.
Right, but there are a lot of Warrior fans that don't think he's him.
But they can be, yeah, I'd like to find out. Duke can ball, man.
Mike Dunleavy knows he's not. That's why he didn't trade for him.
No, that's not why.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, he tried, Evan.
Yeah, he tried so hard.
Performance improvement plan.
He tried
Close
so.
The deal.
Let me tell you something. Markkanen is so good that the Warriors wouldn't give up Pajemski. Come on.
If I'm Pods and that's true, I'm feeling good. This
if
team drafted
pods,
me and they believe me and I gave them a
yeah, he's
I
got
made
pressure.
All rookie team.
Yeah. Untouchable.
Elliot Ness.
All right, 888-957-9570. I'm going to open up the phone lines for a half hour. That's what I'm going to do. Guru's going to help me. And we got Kyle Shanahan at noon, Eric Crocker, Locked On 49er podcast at 1. Have that 49ers handled this well, as far as you're concerned. 49er fans, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.